All right, everybody, today what I'm going to share with you, we're going to talk about failure. Now, we're not going to talk about failure from your personal failure. We're going to talk about how we influence our prospects to take action with us. And we're going to talk about specifically why failure is so important. So, the other day, I posted five things that you can do to improve conversion rates. And one of those, the second one, first is you want to encourage their dreams. So the second thing is justify their failures. So let's talk about justifying your prospects' failures and why it's so important in your marketing. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of a little story. So as many of you know, I used to own erectile dysfunction clinics. And what we found was really interesting to me. So what we found is our best patients, the best prospect that came in was somebody who had failed for at least 2 years. And we created this term that they had tried pills, potions, pumps, and porn. And traditionally, what we found is our best patients who wound up signing up with this and going into treatment were those who had done exactly that. They generally went through this process of, well, things didn't work out all that well. So they went and they tried pills. Those pills could be from GNC, it could be from, it could be Viagra, Cialis. Potions, again, the stuff that they buy like at the sex shops, things of that nature. Pumps, a lot of guys were using a pump because that's what they were told at the sex shop. And then the last thing was porn, which was they just thought that they weren't as stimulated, so they tried utilizing porn. Well, what we did in our marketing and what you need to do and apply this to your practice is you have to justify their failures. So let me give you an example. We found a study that stated that the little blue pill failed this patient 60 plus percent of the time. Now, what that meant was that if they took one of the traditional Viagra, Cialis, Levitras, is that 60% of the time they were not able to have intercourse. And so what we did was we utilized that, and we used that on our marketing, and we had a headline that said something like that, the little blue pill fails you 60% of the time, and it's not your fault. Discover how or discover why. And what we did was we started talking about it's not them. It's all the other solutions that they sought. So it's really important that you justify their failures. It's not their fault, is a really big thing that you have to remember. And so what you do is you want to drive home this point that they have, in essence, been misled. I don't like to use the word lied to because clearly Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and other things do work for some people. But for the large percentage of people, the potions, the over-the-counter stuff, using a pump, watching porn, those are not going to solve their ED. And so you want to justify their failures. You want to say, look, the drug companies are marketing like a drug company. It's they have billions of dollars that they're spending each and every single year to market their solution to you. So you always want to justify their failures. You want to make sure, you want to tell them, look, it's okay that you failed, because now that you failed, we've eliminated things that we know that we can't do for you. And now we're going to be able to target and zero in on the thing that will work. So how do we use this, let's say, in regenerative medicine or in light bladder leakage? So how you utilize this in regenerative medicine, very simply, and this is for you, Josh, by the way, is that you tell them, look, the bracing, the physical therapy, the chiropractic, the pills, all of that, it's not your fault. Those are standard beliefs that people hold that those things are going to solve it. But really, what we're going to do is when you come into our practice, we're actually going to fix the root cause of the problem so that this failure doesn't happen again. Okay. So, what I really want you to do is I want you to take a look at your marketing. What are the failures? What are the failure points that your prospect is experiencing? What's that season like? Whenever we had a patient come into the clinics and they said, yeah, I just wanted to see what you guys were about. I was hoping I could get some Viagra or Cialis. They weren't a prospect of ours. We got them out of the room as quickly as we possibly could because that wasn't the solution that we offered. It's a fine solution for a lot of men, 40%, but we wanted to say, hey, look, we want to get you, we want those patients that have struggled because those are the ones that we can really, really help. And those are the ones that we can have great raving fans. So here's my question for you today. What are the failures in other treatments that your patient is experiencing? What are those failures? When you understand those failures, then what you can do is you can use that to market to them. And now you're entering the conversation that's going on in their head, and they feel like that you know them and you understand them. This will help them know you, like you, and trust you even more. So if you would like to talk to me about how to justify their failures and do a free one-on-one call with me, It's for 30 minutes. There's no charge. In this post, you can just go to callwithmatt, C-A-L-L, with Matt, M-A-T-T.com, and book a time with me. I'll be more than happy to talk with you about your particular situation and how you can justify your patients' failures so that you can help them live a better life and in the process, grow your practice. Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.